I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just like the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Tonight I'm joined by Josh, and Josh had a UFO encounter all the way back in 2007 in the little town of Shepparton. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me.
I'm very excited to talk about your UFO encounter. It's been a little while since I've spoken to someone with a UFO encounter. I've had lots of yowies and ghost stories lately, but UFOs have been a rare breed lately, and your one is an absolutely cracking story. Do you mind going back to the start and telling us about it?
Yeah, no worries. So it was probably about 2007. I was 16, and we got invited to a party. We had friends down away from Bendigo, and we got invited to a party in Shepparton. So we used to do that a lot on the weekends and stuff. We drove down there. We drove down there, went to this party, pretty much, gate crashed someone's party, and they just, they caught onto it, and they were just like, oh, we don't know these guys. So they kind of told us to move on. But our driver, who was only 18 at the time, had had a couple of beers. We weren't really planning on leaving anytime soon. So we were just going to drive down the road. But, we drove about half a K down the road, and then we got pulled over by the police because they would have been waiting near the house where the party was. And driver was over. So they took him away to the cop shop to do the other breath test or whatever. And so none of us had a license. So it was me, my friend Ryan, and my friend Carter. And there was two girls with us. They ended up getting a taxi and they left. But we had to wait at the car. Went from Shepparton. So we're sitting up against the fence, and this street that we were on, it was one side of it was houses, like your standard houses, and then but across the road was all open field, like a big paddock. And it was like middle of summer, so it was good sky, you could see everything. And it was about 2-3 in the morning. We were still waiting for him to be dropped off, and my friend Ryan on the far right, I hear him go, "Wow, what's that?" And then I look up, and I looked over to my friend on the right in the middle, Carter, and he looks up and he's seen it, and I just remember his face just like the what, and then just dropping, like, kind of like you've seen a ghost kind of thing. And I was like, "What the hell are you looking at?" And I looked up, and then there's this, like, to describe it, to describe how high it was, when you see a chemtrail being made, but you can't see the plane. like, you know, like if you squint, you can just see the plane. So it would have been about like 30,000 feet up. In about where the, like a 747 would be. And this thing was like the size of anywhere between 15 to 20 747s.
Oh, wow. That's big.
Yeah, it was huge. Like when I was trying to gauge like how high it was and like all that, that's how I kind of came off of how big it really was. Because when I looked up, you know, it's not looking too big, but when you like really think about it, yeah, how high it was and how it shot across the sky, but we'll get to that. I haven't told this in a while. It's crazy just going back on all the details and remembering it. So this seven red lights in a V shape. So if you make a peace sign with your hand and point it over your head, it hovered straight over. And then as soon as it got to like right above us, I said, "What the fuck?" And then as soon as I said that, it stopped. Like dead still.
It just hovered there.
No, it just hovered there. And so the lights on it, it was, as I've heard in a couple of other of the UFO podcasts you've done, the light, it wasn't like a street light. It didn't have that shine like off of the light, but it was like each light was just a smooth, solid red. But yeah, it didn't really have that glow around it or any of that. And then, so this thing, yeah, it stopped for about 5 seconds. And then it went from dead stop straight into the horizon till you couldn't see anymore. Like, so from directly above us, and then if you count to three, it was gone. So the way this thing moved was, you know, it's hard to like describe it because you've never seen anything like that in real life. So it kind of almost skips your eyes a little bit because it went so fast. But it was, yeah, you know, when you go try to work the details out, you think, oh, maybe it's like military or something like that. Like, no, nothing, anything moving that fast, you'd be turned to mush. So, yeah.
That's insane, Josh.
Yeah, it's a crazy feeling when you see something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you saw it with two of your mates as well. What was their reaction?
Well, actually, the guy who seen it first, Ryan, who was on the far right, he kind of never like really wanted to speak about it again. I think it kind of really freaked him out because he kind of just went, I didn't just see that. And me and my other friend, Carter, who was sitting in the middle, we were just bugging out. Like, what the hell? Like, I was standing up, sitting down. I didn't know like what to do because, like, we were pretty much frozen solid when we seen it because it was only like there for 5 seconds, and then from there straight into the horizon till you couldn't see it. So we were just like, what just happened, kind of thing. When everything kind of, all your ideas kind of just start collapsing on themselves and you kind of get a bit scared, but it's like a really weird kind of feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's really incredible, Josh. And it's really not uncommon to have when you have a sighting with other people that some of them just don't want to even acknowledge that it happened.
Yeah, it was really weird because when our friend got dropped off by the cops, finally, they took their sweet time. I was just like, dude, you are never going to believe what we've seen tonight. And then, my friend Ryan, he's like, oh, just talk about it later when we get home. Like, too tired, man. Like, the sun was like pretty much just coming up at this point, and we had to drive all the way back to Bendigo. And yeah, crappy night, but we seen that, and just, I was like, oh, okay, like whatever, like you're tired or whatever, so I'll let you sleep. And then we didn't speak about it again until like 5 years later when I caught up with one of those friends again because I hadn't seen him in a long time. I'd caught up with Carter, and it just kind of popped into my head, and I was like, hey, do you remember being in Shepparton that night? And because I just started thinking about it again, and I basically, since, you know, after 5 years after that, so when I was like about 21, I just became obsessed with like the whole topic of it. But it's so weird that we didn't really talk about it for 5 years. And I can't really remember telling many people, but over the last 7-8 years, I've like told everybody. So I'm like, wow, why didn't I speak about that? Yeah, I hope I'm explaining it with enough detail.
Yeah, no, absolutely, mate. Absolutely. And I mean, I've got some questions for you, of course. But I mean, when you're in that moment, it's really one of those things like people don't really know how to react. I mean, if I went out and saw a UFO in the sky that was that big, I mean, that's an absolutely gigantic craft that you've seen. Would you say it was about 12 747s or something wide?
It was like anywhere between like 15 to 20 747s.
Wow, okay. So that's really, really big.
Yeah, it was huge. And just the rate of the way it moved, like it was the smoothest straight line to the smoothest stop, you know, no noise, of course, just like every other one. And just it went from dead stop to straight across. And, you know, when you see that kind of stuff happening, and I think the fear comes from, you know, all your ideas, like, you know, a lot of people are, you know, don't believe it till you see it. And, you know, there's a lot of people like that with like religion or stuff like that. I've always been like that. Like, I'll believe it when I see it kind of thing. But then you see it and then it's like, oh, I think I just got some answers and you don't know how to really deal with it.
Yeah, no, so I can imagine.
The heart just starts racing and, yeah, I, as I said, I was like standing up, sitting down. Like, do I get in the car? Do I not? I was like, what is going on?
I think
we only just got to see it for like a few seconds.
Yeah, and I can guarantee that, you know, you could probably take some seldom thought in the fact that you wouldn't be the only person who would react like that. Because, I mean, you're basically out in the middle of nowhere, country Victoria, and you see something that technically shouldn't exist.
Yeah. if I had stood there any longer, I probably would have had a heart attack. Because as it stopped and then just kind of stayed there, and then I just, the heart rate started going, and I was like, what? And then it took off, and I was like, holy crap. So what's going on now?
When it shot off, it didn't make any noise or anything like that, like no sonic boom, nothing like that?
Nothing. Nothing at all. It was just absolutely dead silent. And it was, you know, you're in country Victoria, so in the middle of summer, it's, you know, perfect sky, there's no clouds. And yeah, I'm kind of like getting a bit like nervous talking about it again. I haven't relived it like for a while. It's crazy.
I understand it was pretty high in the sky there, but could you see any details on this craft? You said that you saw lights and that they were very much hand in hand with what you've heard of other people's encounters on this show, where the light wasn't really protruding out of the craft. It was a very much a self-contained light. Was there anything else that you could notice on the craft?
Well, it's not like you could see. It's kind of not like you could see between the lights. Like it was black, but you couldn't really. You couldn't tell the difference between the black of the sky and the black of like what was between the lights.
Oh, okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, so it kind of almost looked like transparent. Like you could, like, it was just seven red lights in a formation, like flying together. But I'm pretty sure because of, you know, after I've gotten back into the topic and stuff, and the friend who did that tattoo that I sent you of it that I got on my leg, he told me about this thing called the Phoenix Lights, this documentary that I hadn't seen before.
So did it look like the Phoenix Lights?
So I think it was pretty much like that, but in the Phoenix Lights documentary, they witnessed it like pretty much covering their whole town, like, and it was so it was so low, like it flew like, you know, within a couple of like meters of a building, but we would have been seeing it from 30,000 feet away, like it was high, you know, high enough and like bright enough to see it, but then when you put like a 747 next to it. This thing was huge.
Was it a really wide V, or was it more so like a long and narrow one?
Just make a peace sign with your hands, with your fingers, and that's pretty much what it was.
So when you saw this craft, did you feel like it was aware of you?
Yeah, that's the weird thing, because like once I said, you know, what the it stopped, just dead still. And yeah, without sounding like too much of a hippie, yeah, you kind of feel like, you know, when someone's like watching you kind of thing. Like if you were looking across at a building and you seen someone standing there with binoculars, like, you know that you you're being like viewed.
Yeah,
kind of thing. And it's just, it kind of like it hurt us. It's like, because when we went, oh, what the hell? Stops and then takes off. Like, why wasn't it going that fast the whole time?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The rate it was going before it took off was just so smooth and slow across the sky. I'm really glad I seen it.
Did you feel in danger, or were you worried that it might have came back?
No, I was kind of hoping it would like turn around and, you know, do one more lap or something, but definitely wasn't gonna. But I was just freaking out, that kind of thing. Not like going crazy, but like it's just one of those things. Like I'm trying to describe the actual feeling of it. It's pretty much like everyone else says. Like, you can't really explain it. It's kind of like your whole world just kind of collapsed in on itself.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, absolutely. I mean, what happened to your mindset after that? Did you become a little bit more open-minded about this type of stuff? You said you started to research the UFO kind of folklore and things like that.
This is where we get into the hippie stuff. So as a kid, I was a little shit, pretty much. As most, you know, 16-year-old kids.
Yeah.
You know, living in the country and, you know, just starting to get into drinking beers and all that kind of crap. I used to be kind of, you know, just a little menace. And then after that, and, you know, about when I'm like 20, 21, your mind kind of changes because you start, I don't know, feeling about the planet kind of thing. I used to throw rubbish or whatever like that all the time, and then now, like, I'm that guy that's, you know, jump down your throat, just licking ciggy butts and stuff like that. And yeah, you kind of learn, like, how small you really are. Yeah, there's no way that, you know, there's no way we're alone here.
And after you had this experience and you kind of almost seems this experience enlightened you, did you have any other encounters?
I've had a couple of like little things here and there, but I from before this, I had one thing happen that I kind of just, you know, played off and forgot about because I was like, whatever. And then you've seen this, and I kind of went back on memories. I was like, oh yeah, I did see that weird thing that one time. So I was walking home from school one day. So it was about 3:30, and I just look up. It was an overcast day. I look up in the clouds, and it was kind of like a vortexy kind of, like a hole, like just a perfect like circle in the clouds. It was kind of like turning. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I looked around to see if there was anyone near me that I could like point it out to. And when I turned around to look for it again, it was completely gone. But it wasn't one of those things that could be easily, quickly covered up with a cloud. It was just like, yeah, it was 1 second it was there, then 1 second it was gone. And that was it on that one.
So you think it was like a portal or something like that?
Yeah, it kind of looked like that. It kind of looked like almost like a tornado in not a tornado, that's a bad example.
What, kind of like a little mini cyclone or something like that?
Yeah, kind of, if you were to look at it like from the bottom.
Yeah, right.
Like,
okay.
To look at like right, so pretty much just like a vortex. If you want to, it's probably the easiest way to describe it. And yeah, that was the first one. And a couple of years ago here in Melbourne, I was looking up in the sky, just as I usually do these days when I'm outside. It's nighttime. I live near the airport, so like I'm pretty bummed about that because I have this theory that if I'm going to see anything, I'm not going to be seeing it anywhere near an airport. But that's all the conspiracies. We'll go down that road later. But I was looking up. I was just looking at the stars, and this little white kind of light. I thought it looked like a shooting star, but it wasn't moving as fast. Kind of just appeared streaking across the sky, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then it just took a quick right turn and then disappeared. And I was like, whoa. And a friend of mine was actually standing right next to me, and I went to go like punch him in the arm to show him. And he was drinking a can of beer. And I smashed it into his face by accident, into his eyes. I'm like, look, look. And he's like, I can't see. He was, oh. Yeah, that. And I was like, nah, you did you miss it? He's like, I didn't see anything. You smashed my beer into my face. And I was oh, sorry. Yeah, I was like, no way, you just missed that. Oh, it was crazy. And that one was like way up. I don't know how to judge how, you know, how far away that one was.
Yeah, right. And do you think that one kind of took off the same way the other one did?
Well, because it came into like my eyesight, like it faded in, already moving, and then just took a turn, like a real sharp turn, and then kind of faded out again. Like it was probably visible for like two and a half seconds, really.
Oh,
like
right.
One, two, gone. But I seen it before it faded out again. It took that turn, and then I was like, okay, that was strange.
And that kind of removes any doubt that might have been a low-flying satellite or anything like that, because satellites, they don't do that. It's impossible.
Oh, no. I've watched the satellites, like, across the sky, and this thing was moving way quicker than that, and plus the turn it took. Yeah, it's pretty much it was like a Nike tick. It came in and then went.
Do you think it might have been, do you think it was a UFO?
Oh, it was definitely a UFO. It was flying and it was unidentified.
Fair enough. It does fit the bill, doesn't it?
Yeah, it fits the description.
So with your first encounter there, what do you think that was?
Oh, do not know, because it was directly above us, so you couldn't see any. Actually, even when it took off and it was kind of like the back of it, you know, you couldn't really see anything but the light. Like there was no depth to it. You couldn't make it out because you kind of just sort of distracted by the light. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it definitely does.
Everyone's asked me that, like, oh, you know, did it have a shape to it? Like, what was around the lights? And I was like, I could only see the light.
And when it's dark like that, it would be quite hard to make out any other shape as well.
Yeah, in out of the country, the stars are really bright, and yeah, the sky's really clear. So you can make out a bit more. Like there was covered. Like there's no light pollution or anything to really mask it. It was right there. But as I said, I'll send you a video after this of pretty much what I've seen in an infrared video.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And so what do you think a UFO is? Do you think it's from out of this world? Do you think it's man-made? Do you think it might be aliens?
I think we might even be more alien than we know. Because being, digging up this topic, I became obsessed with, if you're familiar with Dr. Charles Hall, and his experience out in Indian Springs and stuff like that. Have you heard that?
No, I'm not.
Oh, there's a, this old man, he was a weather observer. Won't tell you all about him, but just remember the name Dr. Charles Hall. And he tells his story. There's a few videos on the internet, and they're about, 20 years apart on a couple of them. And he's telling, the same story about these beings he came in contact with at Indian Springs in Nevada, because he was a weather observer in the army, and then after that he became a nuclear physicist or something like that, astrophysicist. I can't remember which. He's got some kind of thing. So I became obsessed with that. But I think the Bob Lazar story is really good too, because he kind of raises some good points that the Roswell crash and stuff like that wasn't more of a crash but more of an archaeological expedition. Like they were dug up, they didn't crash land here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he says they had, what was it, nine crafts or something they were trying to reverse engineer. That's when we start going down the rabbit hole, this subject. I won't, you don't have enough time on the podcast for that.
Yeah, we'll probably be here all night on that one. But yeah, so to kind of cover over it, so do you think they're out of this world, or do you think it's probably...
Oh, yeah, I didn't even cover that. Yeah, of course. Like the universe is too big for us to be the luckiest ones that, have... a life, we can grow life on our planet. I think like life grows differently on a lot of other planets due to the, you know, they breathe in different ways than we would. And to them, you know, breathing air like oxygen would be weird. You know, they might not be able to or something like that. Or that it might be fine. It might be the same as their planet. Like they might be from like an Earth-like planet or something. But I believe there's a whole bunch of different kinds of living creatures out there, kind of like Star Trek kind of deal almost.
And you know what? It's not even a silly answer to say, because I mean, no one knows, and the universe is huge. It's endless. It's literally infinite. So there could be infinite life forms out there. There's no reason that can't be the case.
It has to be. I think we're trying to get technologically advanced enough that we can be kind of welcomed into the rest of the universe. But you see the way that humans are, and like if you want to talk about aliens and being bad guys and stuff, I think we'd be the bad guys. I mean, look how we treat each other. Like we're gonna. Yeah, a lot of it's pretty bad. You know, there's a lot of good in our world, and it's fantastic, and I'm stoked to be here. But there's also a lot of ugly in it. And, you know, the last time you walked past, like, an ant's nest, you know, did you stop and put your head down and try and talk to it, or did you just, you know, whatever, keep going? Or is it that, you know, we're not smart enough to be contacted?
Oh, spot on, Josh. I mean, that's a really great analogy for it. I mean, maybe we're just not even close to being on their level.
But I also believe that there are a select couple of people out there in the world that are very aware of a few things that, you know, we don't know about. Like, is it a money and oil thing, or is it, you know, is this really the best? Like, they're keeping it. You know, making us have the best life we could possibly have, while a few people don't sleep at night, kind of deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the question everyone wants answered is like, what's going on? Like, what's the answer? I don't know. I'd rather know the answer to that than like the meaning of life or anything like that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people would agree with you on that one. I'm far more interested in is there other cool planets rather than finding out why I'm meant to be here.
Oh, there'd have to be. If you look at like Earth compared to something like Venus, like the size, which one's the really big one? Pluto?
Jupiter,
that's the one. Yeah. So if you look at like, you know, comparison of Earth compared to something like that big, there's got to be. There's got to be some planets that would have billions, like, you know, billions and billions of inhabitants, and also a lot of ones that are still primitive as well, you know? Yeah, it's definitely out there. It's just the answer. What are the answers to it all?
Well, Josh, hopefully one day we find out in our lifetime, because I'll be bitterly disappointed if I got to the end of my innings and I didn't know.
Yeah, well, hey, that's the thing. I do believe that once you check out, I think some things get answered to you. Like, it's true. I've had a lot of kind of weird things happen around me. Like, one thing with, like, the ghost kind of thing, I won't go into that one, but because, like, that's actually the topic that scares the crap out of me the most. But I didn't believe in that stuff until, like, a certain thing happened one time, and I was like, okay, that's... Yeah, I don't even want to think about that.
Well, mate, if you ever build up the courage on that one, we might get you on to talk about it.
I could probably get my little sister. It happened to her, but yeah, just do that grandmother and stuff, because she'd never met her, and then get a picture of her, and she freaked out. Crazy. That's a story for another time. But yeah, truth stranger than fiction, right?
That's right. Well, Josh, I want to thank you for coming on the show, mate. I really appreciate you sharing your stories and sharing that fantastic encounter that you had.
No worries, man. I hope I didn't stumble up on what I was trying to say too much. Just you get a little bit excited when you're trying to go back over these kind of things.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au. Or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.